Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Golzer, receiving an arrest report on Jeffrey Moorfield, date of birth 12/9/1986, date of procedure June 5th, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgeny Golzer, do you? Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies, comma cold biopsy polytectomy, and balloon dilation, and CRE balloon dilation from 8 to 9 to 9.5 millimeters. Indication is dysphagia. Description of procedure. Informed consent is obtained. Period. Possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, preparation, drug reactions, as well as possibility of missing lesions, tissue millions, as well as the patient's breath and nasty sleep. Place in a file. Physician sedation for anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care. While the video on the studio, gastric focus introduced into esophagus and beyond some direct vision to the second portion of. Delete that. A well-lubricated endothelial gas scope is introduced into the esophagus, and in the distal esophagus, there is noted to be a narrowing, and unfortunately, the gas scope did not pass. Period. The CRE balloon dilator was introduced through the working channel of the scope and inflated. From 8 to 9 to 9.5 millimeters with inspection of the mucosa after every increase, comma. The balloon was held for 30 seconds at 9.5 millimeters. Period. There was no, upon deflation, there was noted to be a small esophageal distal rent. Noted. Period. The balloon, the CRE balloon dilator was then removed from the working channel of the scope, and the scope was able to pass past the GE junction. And further advanced under direct vision to the second portion of duodenum, period. Careful examination of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus, period. Retroflexes obtained at the cardio, period. Air resection from the stomach before dual scope. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. The proximal mid esophagus did have evidence of furrows, comma, exudates, and rings, and subtle rings. Period. Biopsies are obtained in the proximal mid esophagus separately for further evaluation for EOE. Next line. There was a diminutive distal esophageal polyp removed cold biopsy colectomy. Next line. The Z line was noted at 40 centimeters from the right block, and there was evidence of a narrowing at this juncture, comma. This area was dilated by the CRE balloon dilator from 8 to 9 to 9.5 millimeters, holding in place for 30 seconds at each interval, as well as reinspecting after each period. There was noted to be a distal esophageal rent that was shallow after the 9.5 millimeter dilation period. The scope was then able to pass easily into the stomach. Next line, there was evidence of mild gastric erythema. Common biopsies are seen in the antral body for histology and through a lead H. pylori. Next line, there was a diminutive gastric fundus polyp that was removed with cold biopsy colectomy. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to the Z2 portion with the major flow appearing normal. Next line, plan follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI before that. Please write, findings were discussed in detail with the patient. Next line, recommend PPI BID. Comma, will repeat endoscopy in 6 to 8 weeks for repeat dilation as well as reevaluation following treatment for eosinophilic esophagitis, which the patient likely has. Comma, would recommend dilation at Claremont so that savory at Claremont or in the hospital so that savory dilators can be utilized. Next line, recommend 48 hours of pureed and soft food. Next line, following this can resume normal diet, but do recommend chopped foods as well as chewing thoroughly, given the narrowing noted at the distal esophagus. Next slide. Follow-up analysis previously scheduled. Thank you.